Welcome to the Second Nature Show. Today, my name is Dom Campbell, and I am here with my fellow show co-host, Alex Coble-Frakes.
Hello.
And Donna Masterson.
Hello.
And I am really privileged and excited for today to have a special friend of mine who I've known for a while now, about 8 years. And I've met her back in 2010. When I first pursued becoming a coach. She's a certified life coach and an energy healer, and she runs her own practice. She's actually a transformational spiritual teacher, coach, and thought trainer and healer. And Pam, I'm gonna read off what you gave me because I don't want to get this wrong. But it says that she has been studying life for a very long time and at a very young age had awareness of evolution. And just within the last 10 years, she's had intense studies in numerous modalities, including, just to list a few, EFT, EMF, IET, Reiki, and Access Bars. And so she's had the opportunity to study with IPEC, Bob Proctor, and Napoleon Hill Foundation, and Lee Carroll, just to name a few. So I feel so privileged to welcome Pam to the show and have her here. And I've been waiting for this one for a while. We've talked about this, doing this months and months and months ago before we even talked about having a podcast here. We talked about doing something like this. So this is really awesome that this is coming to fruition and she's able to be on the show. So this is awesome. Thank you, Pam.
Yay. Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited.
Awesome. We are too. So I'm really curious, just to start off with, to kind of introduce to everybody, what really inspired you to become a transformational spiritual teacher and coach and thought trainer? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think it all started when I knew I was going to die. Mm. And I knew that I had to do something if I wanted to save myself. I had an enlarged heart and I didn't know it. I knew something was wrong with my heart, but I wasn't aware of what it was. And I knew I absolutely hated my karmic job that I was in. And I knew that I had to make some kind of change, but I was really opting out of life. I didn't want to be here anymore. And I just said to myself one day, my kids, I have two girls, I'm divorced as well. And I just said one day, I said, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. I really want to live. I want to see my kids get married. I want to meet my grandchildren. And I have to do something. And I have to do it now, because if I don't, I'm not going to be here. I had gotten hurt at work. I was at the job at the post office for 33 years. I was a letter carrier. And I went to go in someone's front yard and I fractured my ankle. Had to have three surgeries with ligaments and everything. And I went back to the doctors and he was like, okay, you're going to have another surgery. And I was driving home that day and I just was like, I can't do this anymore. This is just, I just can't do it. And I went off a ramp on the parkway and I got in an accident. Somebody short stopped and I hit them, you know, hit somebody in front of me. They hit the next person. And I went to my chiropractor and because that's where I was heading. And he said to me, he took an x-ray and he said, my car got totaled. He said, you know, Pam, you got the biggest heart I've ever seen. Yeah, doc, I know that, you know? And he said, no. He said, you have to go see a cardiologist. And I told him, no, if I go see a cardiologist, I'm sure to die. So I'm not going to see a cardiologist and I will do whatever I have to do because I'm not going to be on meds for the rest of my life. And I started studying healing. And that's what I did. I just started from there. I got self-healing tapes. I started listening to meditations. I dove into meditation heavily. I couldn't meditate for anything. It was probably the worst thing that I ever could have done. And I just knew that I had to do something. So I kept on it. I kept doing self-Reiki. I started studying every healing modality that I possibly could. And that's when I opened up to spirit. I was doing self-healing on myself. I was still married at the time. And I saw a vision while I was in meditation doing the self-healing. And my chest cavity in my third eye, the chest cavity vision that I saw was my chest was open wide, and there was a big giant white bowling ball sitting right in the chest cavity like a crater on the moon. And then a blanket of white light laid over me. And that was my first experience at a self-healing. And it was totally amazing. It's something that everyone should try to experience, the connection with the unseen that you're not aware of. And that is really kind of an important thing in order for you to heal in any way, shape, or form, be it spiritual, mental, emotional, or physical. Because you have to heal in all four areas in order for there to be a true divine healing occur. So that's how I kind of got started in this. I decided to stay and live on Earth.
Mm.
That's awesome.
And we're glad you decided that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you. It was a lot of work. I'm not going to tell you that it's easy, but what I will tell you and what I tell everybody else, it is so worth it. It really is when you open up to that other avenue that, you know, everybody's told you that you shouldn't. It's there and it's available to every one of us.
Mm-hmm. How has that inspiration that you found impacted the rest of your life in terms of your overall health, your overall wellness, those other areas of health and wellness?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that because you and I talk about this aspect of it all the time. It's kind of so key and fundamental. And if you look at the layers of the aura, it starts at the physical, and then it works its way outward, emotional, mental, and spiritual. But we don't work in the fashion of working outwardly when we work with spirit. Because the divine energy is inside, it's in your interior, it's in your DNA. So you have to work internally, and we're always seeking from the outside. So what I've learned, and we've talked extensively, you have to have the spiritual connection regardless. That's the one of the outer layers. And when you get the spiritual connection, then, and this has taken time, it's not overnight, then you can heal the mental. And when you heal the mental, then you can heal the emotional. And when you heal the emotional, then it shows up in the physical. But you have to heal in all areas in order to have the divine union of the memory of who you truly are and what you're doing here. And that is probably the most challenging, because when you're here, you're not told that your emotions are different than your thoughts and that you have to work on these layers. Most people try to work on the physical first. Physical is just a small portion. That's why most people can't sustain it, because they're not working on the mental or the emotional. But they can't have that happen until they work on the spiritual. You need to understand the laws of the universe, basically the law of attraction, and how that operates in your life to create an aspect of mentally and emotionally healing yourself. So it's something that has to do with the emotions and the mental aspect more so, but you have to know the laws. If you don't know the laws of what's happening around you, you can't heal anything because you don't have the awareness of why certain things are showing up in your life in order for you to create the healing. So it's so funny that if you don't have the spiritual, the other things are just going to continue to just unfold around you, and you'll be a victim of it and just think that there's nothing you can do.
Mm.
It's so important.
Wow. If someone was interested in hiring you for services, how does that work? Like, what would that look like? What is that like?
Well, I'm not looking for slaves, number one. So what I mean by that is that if you work with me, you have to really be serious about this. I don't take this lightly. This is something that if you really want change in your life, you can contact me. If you're just seeking to you know, just find out what I know? Not so much so. I want people to have massive change in their life. I will help them to any degree. I need to see that you're participating in your life and wanting to heal in order for you to work with me. It's not about me having a lot of people. This is about me getting people to where they need to be. I want to see shift and change in your life. I want to see you putting the work in. I've turned people away if they're not working with me. If they're not where I think they're going to be, they're not going to work with me, because Spirit doesn't want me to just haphazardly work with people. I'm looking for people who really want substantial change in their life. So in order for that to happen, it's kind of almost like a trial period that I would go through, where if I work with you for a month or two, if I see you starting to have substantial change, then I would consider something with you. I need to see that they're serious about what they want to do and how they want to change before I will put my time and effort into it, because this is really important work and it needs to be done to change a lot of things on this planet. And as every one person that changes, they change everybody around them. And that's why it's so important that the people that I want to work with are really, really serious about wanting to become balanced, wanting to become aligned, wanting to understand why things are happening in their life. And I won't take you on as a client. I'll just send you away, because I don't want to waste my time and I don't want to waste their time. So you got to be really serious about wanting substantial change in your life if you're going to work with me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to you demonstrating some of what you do. And we're going to do that momentarily. But first, we're going to just take a quick 30-second break for our sponsors. But stay tuned, because we're going to come back. We're going to hear more from Pam. We're going to have Pam show us what she does. And so we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. We have today Pam Locke as our guest. And so she's going to show us a little bit about what her services look like. And I think Alex has volunteered to be read. And so, Pam, I'm going to turn it over to you. Just do your stuff and show us how you help people.
Okay. All right, Alex, we're going to ask, first of all, for you to just close your eyes for a minute.
Okay.
And this is also going to be for people at home to do the same thing. Just center yourself, connect with the earth, and just see yourself also connecting from out the top of your head with the universe. And now see the light coming in through your head, down through your body, and into the earth. Grounding you, centering you, and take a deep breath and relax. And take another deep breath and relax. Okay, and open your eyes. Okay, Alex. So, there is something in your life that is very deep internally for you that you're not really addressing. And she's okay. And you kind of, if you bring that energy up, it's really deep. And if you bring that energy up and you were to look at it, what would you say the reason is that you're not addressing it? What is the internal core factor for not wanting to, it's not being authentic, but why haven't you brought that up? Why aren't you taking that step forward towards that situation or challenge? Or it could be something that you just want to do in life that you're like, I want to do that, but I'm not really sure if I can. What would that look like?
It's a really good question, because I feel like over the last year, so many more things have come up, and I have really been walking toward, you know, what the next steps are for me. I think just kind of some of the things that are lingering would be judging myself against other people, caring about what other people think. And so I think that's part of what really needs to be shed in order to move forward fully into the vision that I have for my life and my business. And part of that judgment comes from myself too, you know, judging myself against standards, society, life, blah, blah, blah. So kind of like a releasing of that.
Where did those judgments come from?
They're like so familiar to me. They're like my whole, all of my life and my little companions, like just judging everything.
Right. So we've been imprinted with these, mm-hmm. right? So you've been imprinted by your influencers around you, around these particular things that are holding you back from your magnificence and stepping into your grandness and stepping into this truly, truly, truly authentic part of your being that you're not bringing forth. It's kind of like your creative, I feel it's your creative side, you know, and it's something that you truly want to do. It's not fully up front yet. Mm-hmm. So it's going to come up front. I would say within the next year, this is going to kind of blossom for you. Any judgments that have been placed upon you were placed by people who you thought loved you, and they do love you. They did the best that they could with the energies that they were taught by their parents and their teachers as well. With the new energies that are coming to the earth right now, these old imprints that have been placed upon you no longer exist. They do not serve you. They were here in the old energy, and you can now dismiss and send them away, because there's new things that are coming to you. And as we hold on to the old templating of what used to be, it really holds you back from being able to step into what you truly want. And you're being asked at this given point in time to take those steps forward in order to allow the healing for yourself, number one, to take place, for a healing for the people around you to take place, and for you to do the work that you really came here to do. The reason why we're immersed in these energies is because when you were born, actually before you were born, you said to Source when you were coming in, "Don't worry, I'll find you." We're always looking for Source from outside of ourselves, but this particular Source is within you, and it's deep within your soul resonating. And it's waiting for you to knock on the door to awaken it and bring it forth. And I have chills right now. So that's my confirmation. And as you knock on that internal door, this is not something external. A whole new world is going to open for you. And you can allow this to happen. It'll unfold gradually, because we don't want to let go of everything at once. We want to have an understanding as to why these imprints have been placed upon you. You are a divine being living in a human body. You're not a soul. You're not a body. You're a soul living in a body. And as you awaken your divine memory of who you are, all of these things are going to unfold. When you see something come up that appears to stop you and put fear upon you, take notice as to where you're feeling it and what it means to you. And when you can shift from saying, "No, this is not my truth anymore. This doesn't serve me. I know my truth." So when the alignment starts to come out of balance, put yourself back in alignment and say, "No, I know this is my truth." Take that thought and say, "No, get out of here. No longer mine. Old energy. I know where I'm going. I know where my greatness is. It's been shown to me, and I can do this." Mm-hmm. Repeat that to yourself every time those thoughts come in that are less than perfect, because they're just old repetitive patterns from the darkness within you that doesn't want you to move forward. And that is the challenge that's been placed here, is that we think that we are supposed to listen to that darkness. The darkness is there to hold you back, but the darkness also serves for you to find the light. But you can choose to take that darkness and just say, no, out of the way. I know my truth. Stand in your truth and not allow it to take you off course. When you're not focused, the darkness comes flying in your thoughts. When you get your thoughts straightened, then you will be able to move into the feeling aspect of it. When you say to those voices when they come in, nope, not mine, get out. You have to acknowledge them. Tell them to get out. You know where you're headed. Then, after the thoughts are done, now you have to go to the emotional aspect of it. Okay, what are you feeling emotionally? What does it feel like, fear? What does it feel like when you are in that state where you feel you can't take that next step forward? And when you get to the point where you understand what you're feeling, is that true? Is that really true? Can you do this? You already know you can do it. But there's that fear that's just sitting there lingering, holding me back, saying, you're not good enough right now. This is not where you're supposed to be. Stay small, stay small, stay small. No, leap forward. Let's get the pendulum swinging. It's like a pendulum. It goes back and forth. Dominic and I were talking about this the other day. Swing the pendulum out. Yes, it'll come back and it'll go in the other direction. But when you do that, as you start understanding the thoughts that are coming in and the emotions, then you're going to get to a state of neutrality and balance. But you have to experience the thoughts that are coming in and the feelings so that you can understand them. Once you have a greater, grander understanding, start with your thoughts. When you get the thoughts, go to the emotions. When you have that, when you start to silence your mind and the chatter coming in, then you're going to be able to move forward in the physical plane, taking the steps forward that is necessary for you to become the grandness that you already are and helping a lot of people here on earth to do the same thing. That's the purpose for us being here. How does that feel?
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Did you see yourself doing that as you were walking through?
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead.
Oh, it's just funny. I feel like it's been a call that I've been that's been sitting there for a really long time.
Yeah, I felt it. It's like deep within your soul, and you can do this. It's like, you know, even for myself, you know, it was like, ooh, you know, I don't want to, it's kind of silly that we can only go as far as where our parents have taken us. And then it's like uncharted territory, you know? So then we have to look within inside ourselves and find the grandness within us in order to make that next move. So it's all about how far do you want to go with this? Right? Because you can stay right where you are and everything's going to be great, right? Mm-hmm. It's good. But I know your soul is just crying out for more, right? So we hold ourselves back.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that next step is, it's really defining where you want to go and how you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what would that look like to you right now? All right, I feel it in your gut right now.
I'm supposed to write a book next year. So that's kind of like the next step.
Okay. And when you're writing this book also from a spiritual standpoint, you always kind of need to be in the same spot writing that book. You can't wander from kitchen to living room, bedroom. It has to be in the same spot. Because the energy has to come straight through for you, always in the same area, to create this wonderful vortex of energy around you when the connection to get the channeled information that you need for your book.
Mm-hmm.
So try to just remember to stay in the same spot. And just another way to experience the energy too is, you know how there's been singers and songwriters, right? And they have albums, but only one song is a hit,
mm-hmm.
right? The one hit wonders, because they were tapped into source once. Okay, so they were totally connected from heaven to earth. And then they moved and they did something else when they were writing it, and they didn't get it in the second, third songs. If they had stayed connected, and you know there are some people who every song on their album is a hit because they're channeling. The messages are coming through. So you will have channeled information coming through for you that if you maintain the energy in the same spot, you will be connected every time you do that. Same thing with meditation. Meditation should always be in the same spot. And when you're in that spot, because recently I moved my chair, you know, because somebody said, move your chair. And I listened to him. I moved my chair. And I was like, oh, what happened? Why isn't the connection as strong? And then I remembered, oh, put the chair back, boom, right back where it was before. So because you're connecting a light source within your home in that particular area. So energy is very important. Always make sure that you're eating off of the highest vibrational plate that you can. And also make sure that you're drinking out of the highest vibrational glass that you can. There are so many things that you can do to raise your vibration to tap into higher energies.
So what for our listeners and for me, even like what, how do you identify what is a, how do you figure out what is some high vibrational plates and cups to use?
I love usually that. Your good china and crystal. We only, now think about that for a minute. You have holidays coming up, right? So you always pull out the good china for the holidays. And doesn't the food taste better, right? On the higher vibration, you know? So if you ate every meal off of there, you'd be just by doing that, you'd be raising your vibration.
There go the paper plates.
You will not, people, I won't even use paper towels except for at the sink. People come over, they get, you know, linen. You're using linen.
She's right. Yeah. I've been there.
And when the girls come over for Thursday night class, they're always like, where's the napkin? No, we don't have napkins in here. You have to treat yourself like you're special because you are, you know? And when you start having that self-care for yourself, things around you start to change, you know? And so people may say, well, wait, but Pam, you're overweight. I go, yeah, I know. And I'm okay with it because I did not have the mental. And only recently, and Dominic will tell you, only recently did I really truly get the mental and emotional state of being right in alignment, because I had to understand the spiritual aspect of it first. I'm not talking religion. When I talk spirit, it's the laws of the universe. When you understand why things are happening around you, when you understand that, when you know the law of it and what you're drawing into your equation and what spirit's trying to show you, it's all our GPS, just like in your car. You get in your car and you put the GPS on. You listen to the GPS to tell you where to go, but we don't listen to where our guides, our angels, and source is telling us to go because we're not paying attention to the signals, turn left, turn right. And when we do that, then you're going to have a better connection. And the other thing is, don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. Go find your truth. Because when you find your truth, that's when you're going to go, oh, now I know what she's talking about. Because your truth is your truth, and you're on a journey with source that's different than my journey with source. And it's based on how many lifetimes you've had, what you chose to learn when you came in. Uh-oh, did I spark something there?
Yeah, I don't. Do you get a sense of that about people, like relatively, how many lifetimes?
Oh, you're an old soul. Listen, this is not your first go around, okay?
I know. I feel like this is multiple. I'm a little stubborn, so it took me a while to learn some things the first time.
Well, it's not your first time. Oh my gosh, you've been here hundreds of times.
Right. Yeah. It feels like it's been. So that's what is something interesting that it feels like it feels like it's a pivotal lifetime.
Yes. For everybody, this is the most important lifetime that you will ever have in any incarnation that you've ever been in. This is the first time that the earth is moving in the, I don't know how to say this, in this section of the sun, because we rotate around the sun, mm-hmm. for the last 26,000 years, we've been on one side of the sun. We have just now, in 2012, we are now going into the other energy on the other side of the sun. We've never been there before. So that's why all these new energies are coming in. And it's going to be a lighter energy. We're creating more light on the earth right now. That's all the upheaval that's going on, right? So all the darkness appears to be coming up because there's more light. And the fear is setting in. Everything that's happening is so appropriate for us to find balance here on earth. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful process of what's going on. And we need to really understand it and not look in fear. Say, wow, this is great. Look what's happening. It's amazing. The earth is shifting. You know, we're getting out of, you know, level, well, where I went to school, level two energy was anger. And that's kind of where a lot of people are at right now. They're really angry. And that's good because the next step is going into responsibility. So victimhood mentality is level one. Anger's two. Responsibility's three. I'd like to try to get a lot of people into level four energy where they're helping each other. But it's not as great as level five, where there's a win-win. Okay, level four is they win, I lose. Level five is we both win. It's empowering and uplifting, and that's where I want people to get to. Level four is okay, you're helping each other, but there's no reciprocation. Level five is I don't need reciprocation, I'm empowering you, and that makes me feel great. That's where I'd like for everybody to get to. That's what I want for everybody on the planet, where we're all just lifting each other and rising up to a place that is just, you know, just feels so good inside. I know there's been, even as I'm talking about that, you can feel the vibration of the energy around you changing because I feel it here. You know, it's just amazing what we can do when we lift each other up. We don't even do that a lot. Not enough. And that's where I want to be. Just want to help people to understand why the chaos is coming in, you know, what it's there for, how it unfolds in your life, and what to do with it when you see it. Because it's all divinely guided. We just don't have the awareness of it. It's really beautiful. A lot to think about.
Thank you for sharing all of that. I felt like this total chakra alignment when you were going through that. That was really cool.
Okay.
I'm curious for someone, one of our listeners may hear this and they may be curious, like, wow, like this stuff is interesting, but they may also hold a card of skepticism. So what would you say to someone, like what would be an easy introduction or an easy way for someone who's curious but also skeptic to start exploring some of these things for themselves? Do you have any kind of spiritual work for beginners that you would recommend?
Spiritual work for beginners. I think that the first spiritual work that anybody needs to know is to understand that they are the creator of their reality and that their thoughts are creating their reality and their emotions are creating their reality. And once we can help them to understand that they are creators as well, then we can help to shift what they're thinking, what they're feeling, and what they're saying to bring everything into alignment. It's not really spiritual, but it's the first key component. And the other thing that I like to look at is family history. So basically, I would go with them through their family history and tell me what has happened with everybody. See where family patterns are repeating, because that's a key indicator of what your soul group came in to fix and heal. So it's not even this has nothing to do with religion in any way, shape, or form. This is really about your souls being aligned and you all come in soul groups. So therefore, when we can sit down and, or even on paper, put it down, what's happening within your family, who's been divorced, who's not been divorced, who's had illness, who's not had illness, you know, there's a whole criteria that we can look at in order to see what may be the next step that may be coming for you so that we don't have to repeat the family patterns again. Those would be the two key things that I would look at, because once they start to understand how the cycles work, then they can start shifting into the experience of creation. But they have to see what they're creating first in order to create something different.
That's awesome. There's so much can unfold when we just question our mind and really start to. So I feel like so much of it is like the same patterns over and over again, just like you're talking about with these cycles, and our thoughts are the same way. Sometimes I catch myself having the same thought like 20 times in a day, and I'm like, okay, there you are again. I see, it's cute. Came back up again. She's just like, oh, give me a break, right? So I think starting to question that and bringing some awareness to that really can start to shake that loose. So that's a fantastic place for anyone to start.
Right, but you have to be aware of the fact that you know that you can change it.
Yep.
A lot of people don't even know that. They just think that they're a victim of the circumstances around them.
Mm-hmm. But in some ways it provides a nice, on the surface, it seems better to not feel like you're in charge, because then that means you're responsible if things aren't going well.
But you are responsible if
right?
things aren't going
totally.
Well.
But that means if you're having a sucky day, it's you're like, oh, I got to do something about this. And I think that can be a tough pill to swallow for people at the beginning, because we're so socially conditioned to blame everyone else when things are not going the way that we would like them to be going.
Yeah, I'm working on that with my daughter right now. Because it is so easy to blame everybody else for your circumstances and how you're feeling. But if you can understand that nobody can make you feel anything, right? It's your choice to feel a certain way about things. So if you don't like something, change how you feel about it. It's that easy to poof, just change it, you know.
It's been my homework over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. So if you don't like it, just change how you feel about it, because they're your feelings, they're nobody else's feelings.
Yeah.
Right? So if you can shift your energy around the thought or the feeling, that's really the only thing you have to do. It's so easy, but yet so hard, because we're not accustomed to, we were never taught that, right? We were always taught, I'll suck it up. You know, this is it. This is how life is, you know, and that's what we were taught. Your parents.
Also, makes us easier to control, right? Like we're easier to control if we don't think,
Oh,
this is the way it is. This has to be this way. No, you actually can change if you don't like the way this is. But that people who think that way are a lot harder to put in a box and a lot harder to smash down, right? Like the way the current system of the world is set up doesn't really want people to feel like they have the power to change their circumstances.
That's right.
The not so happy powers that be on this planet right now, in this plane, like you're saying, all that darkness coming up, they don't want people to take that back and take that ownership.
No.
I'm curious if you could leave our listeners with like one final thought, what would you really want to leave people with? One last nugget.
I think that everyone, I have chills running through me already, who is listening to this call and who will listen to this call, this is a timeless call. And if you really truly look inside yourself, and I know everybody's like, oh, what does that mean to look inside yourself? I didn't know what it meant to look inside myself either. Basically what that is to quiet the silence, get silent of everything around you, the mind chatter, you know, what everybody else is telling you to do, and just go inside and talk to your higher self, your inner coach, as we call it, and open up to the unseen. If you look for what is unseen in faith, it will reveal itself. But you have to believe. You have to have faith. There are so many people who want to communicate with people who have crossed over, and they're standing right around you just waiting for you to listen for guidance and, you know, to be there. And Dom has experienced this as well, because we were taught it's not true. You're not supposed to. It's bad. It's evil. You know, if they could get messages back when Jesus walked the earth. Why, as we as humans now, can we not get messages as well? And if you walked in the time when Jesus was on the earth, how would you have known him? You would have felt his energy, because he surely felt yours. You know, when you're walking in the grocery store, there's people that you, ooh, I want to stay away from. That's energy. You feel the energy. You know the vibration. You go sit down in a movie theater and you're like, ooh, I can't sit here. You're an energetic being living in a human body. When it's your time to go, you go home. When I was first told this isn't your home, I was like, what? This is not my home? No, it's not your home. When you die, you go home. I was like, but wait, I'm here. No, you keep coming back because you need to evolve. And that's a cycle, the same as the trees every year. So the first thing for spirit to really, to be able to work with you in that form is that you need to know that you're evolving every day, every year, every lifetime. And that is really the first component to healing, is that you have to know that you reincarnate. If you don't believe in reincarnation, you can't go far. Whatever that means to you, however reincarnation is, your soul lives on. Dominic knows, even with his dogs, the soul lives on. Maui, Lexi, and whatever's next, if there is a next, that soul lives on. Your soul lives on. How could you know everything that you know in one lifetime? How is it possible to have every experience on the earth in one lifetime? There's no way. You keep coming back and you have new experiences. Now, real quick, I'll give you a way that you can find this truth out. Go on YouTube, find some really young kids that know how to play Bach and Beethoven, who know how to draw like masters, right? How do they paint like masters? Because they're keeping their gifts from their prior incarnation and they're picking up where they left off. You see people singing that should not have the vocal capacities that they do. They're picking up where they left off. There are many children who know they've been alive before. That is the first key component to evolution. You have to know that you keep coming back. That's the piece that I would like to give everybody.
Oh, wow. We could talk about this for hours.
Who got chills?
So juicy. I got chills. Oh, my God.
Who else got chills?
And if you've noticed, guys, I've been completely speechless in utter awe at everything you're saying. And I thank you so much, Pam.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. It has been so amazing to have you. And I'm curious, where can our listeners follow you at if they wanted to check out what you are doing online?
Well, I do have a Facebook page right at the moment, clearmindedvision.com, clearmindedvision.com.
Awesome.
My website is being worked on at the moment. And I'm, of course, through Dom as well, if they look him up. You know, it's just I'm a work in progress. I'm not a techie, but I'm working on it, and we're getting everything up and running as soon as possible.
Awesome. Thank you. Again, it's been so awesome to have you. Dom, where can our listeners find and follow you?
Dom at coachdomcampbell.com. Oh, I don't even know my own website. coachdomcampbell.com.
Awesome. And Donna, what about you?
Donna at DesiredStateCoaching.com.
Awesome. And for me, you can find me at Fully Aligned Coaching on Facebook, and I am Alex, the Fully Aligned Coach on Instagram. And you can find and follow us on Fully Aligned Coaching on Facebook and YouTube, and email us at thesecondnatureshow@gmail.com if you've got questions, or if you would like to be featured on an upcoming episode, reach out. We are planning our 2019 schedule, so we would love to connect with wellness practitioners, people in health and wellness of all different types and, you know, different modalities. So please reach out for us to us if you're interested in that. And as we had mentioned, because it is the holiday season, we've been giving away some gifts. So we give away gifts the last 3 weeks. And for the last show of the year, we are each going to be giving away 5 free coaching sessions, which is awesome. 5. So that's a total of 15 that are up for grabs. So if you are interested in one of those, send a message to our Gmail or to our show Facebook account, and we will contact you when you win, or maybe even tag you on Facebook. It's going to be a powerful session to really get you ready for the new year to come. Very powerful coaching session. So make sure that you contact us so you can win. Come on, guys. Everyone loves free stuff, right? And we will be putting out the details of our next show, because we're going to be doing something a little bit different to kick off the new year so that we can spend time with our friends and loved ones as well. But I'm wishing all of you a happy holiday, however you celebrate. And we will talk to you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.